Zimbabwe has been struggling over the past few years to fully prepare for the agricultural season, and the 2013-2014 farming season is no exception. The rains have started falling in some parts of the country, but some small-scale and communal farmers say they are failing to access inputs under the $160 million state-sponsored agricultural scheme. Last year, farming inputs such as maize seed and fertilizer that were distributed under the financially troubled grain marketing board, or GMB, run by the government, were allegedly looted by some politicians said to be linked to President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Farmers say the situation is also chaotic this year as compound D fertilizer used in the early stages of planting is not readily available. Mashonaland West farmer Peter Musa explains.
The turning fertilizer strategy is as difficult as ever. We are not even able to do anything. So we are stranded here. We don't know what to do now. We don't have collateral. The bank needs collateral. We don't have anything. We are on hard times now. Maize is very difficult to get because I do grow maize, but I'm failing to buy it from the shop now because it costs $108, a 25-kg bag that you can plant on 1 hectare. So the seed is not available on the market. It's very difficult. People have got no money.
According to Musa, some state agricultural agencies have informed farmers that the government is struggling to import compound D fertilizer from China.
We are stranded now. We can't even do anything. The rains are here. There is nothing that is coming up. The Chinese have taken the money to bring fertilizer, but they are not bringing anything. They are talking of 6 months. The sheep will go get better after 6 months. That is what we're making.
Some farmers in Mashonaland Central East Mazoe District, Marange in Manicaland, and some parts of Matabeleland also say they cannot access compound D fertilizer. One of them, Chisitso Mutungwarungwa of Marange, says only top dressing fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, is available in most retail outlets, but farmers will struggle to raise money to buy it due to the scarce American dollar.
Ammonium nitrate is selling for $35 to $40. 50 kg pick. I think it's going to be a bit harder for farmers to get input. Taking the scenario that we are experiencing at the moment, the main problem we're facing here is cash. It's very difficult for one to get cash.
Jackie Murewa, Chief Executive Officer of Sepo Chemicals, major producers of ammonium nitrate, says farmers with cash can buy it from various suppliers.
If someone wants AN right now, ammonium nitrate, go to ZFC, go to Winmill, go to Omnia. Those people have got ammonium nitrate as we speak, and I know they are selling. Rather than just talking about shortages and whatnot, I think it's best to take your money and go to those companies and start buying the AN.
Murewa says Zimbabwean farmers need a lot of the top dressing fertilizer per agricultural season.
The market requires between 130 and 150,000 tons up to, say, March. And we as SEBO are able to manufacture 80,000 tons of that if you talk of going up to March. So the other 50,000 has to be imported. And I know that the distributors have already imported quite a bit of ammonium nitrate.
But farmer Musa says this product is also not readily available in retail outlets.
You can't even access fertilizer from there when you don't have anyone whom you know there. Your lorry can't be loaded because you don't know anyone inside there. And even if you get the commodity, it costs up to $60 a bag.
Critics like Everson Ndlovu, an agriculturalist and development expert, say Zimbabwe should fully prepare for the farming season to curb widespread hunger in most rural areas.
The situation now is that dry planting should have started. We cannot wait for the rains. Rains are promising fine, yes. In some areas, they have received rain. But in the bulk of the areas, we have not received rain. But signs are that we will get adequate rain this year. Our age farmers begin dry planting. But our also age government to ensure that seed is made available close to where people are, to ensure that seed is readily available to our farmers.
Government officials claim that the country's farming input scheme is going on well, contrary to reports that it is in disarray. Zimbabwe needs 1.2 million metric tons of the staple grain maize per year and at least 500,000 tons in strategic reserves to avert hunger. The country's silos are currently empty, a situation that has forced Zimbabwe to import maize from neighboring Zambia. The World Food Programme estimates that at least 2 million people will need food aid at the peak of the hunger season next year. With the farming season almost in disarray due to the shortage of crucial agricultural inputs, there's little hope that the nation of over 12 million people will produce enough food in the current agricultural season. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.